Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Bob Lucido with Keller Williams in Ellicott City, Maryland. Last year, he and his team closed 1,533 homes worth $619 million with a GCI of $14 million. His average sales price was $403,000, of which 39% were buyers and 61% were sellers. He has a 186-member team, 100 core agents, 30 support staff, 50 expansion agents, and 6 expansion support staff. Bob Lucido is the team leader of the Bob Lucido Team, which was ranked the number one team in the world for Keller Williams Realty in 2016. Bob has been an agent for 40 years. In his career, he sold over 31,000 homes. In this call, Bob talks about starting his career as a new home sales representative, selling his first home for $1 down and earning a $100 commission, spending most of his career working with small and mid-sized new home construction builders, handling their inside sales and building a company that employed 300 people in 5 states and had $1 billion in annual revenue, closing the doors to his business during the Great Recession. In 2008, he transitioned into selling resale homes. Bob is still in production, listing and selling homes. He even does open houses. Last year, his personal team of Bob, his wife, and 3 assistants sold 265 homes worth $135 million, while his full team sold 1,533 homes worth $619 million, developing business in 2 locations, core and expansion. His core business is in Maryland with 100 agents and 30 support staff. Last year, he started expansion offices and already has 50 expansion partners in 19 cities across the nation. Bob plans to expand into every state in the nation and multiple international cities. He thinks there will only be 5 mega expansion teams after the shakeout. Bob believes that success comes from thinking big, surrounding yourself with winners, and living a life of integrity and honesty. Welcome to the call, Bob.
Thank you very much, Mike. Glad to be here. I'm honored that you would ask me.
Hey, Bob, it's great to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us today. Before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
It'd be my pleasure, Mike. I'm proud to say that this month I'll be 59 years old, and I've been in this wonderful business for the last 41 years. So prior to getting into real estate, I was in school.
In high school?
Yeah, I got into real estate when I was 18 years old.
How did you decide to get into real estate?
A combination of a lady in our neighborhood, Judy Dorsey, a wonderful lady. She was in resales, and she was always happy, smiling, looking nice, dressed nice, driving nice cars, and very successful, and I always admired her. Ironically, today, her son is one of my builder clients, and then a builder friend of my father's asked me one day if I was interested in real estate, would I like to sit in his model homes at $4 an hour and $100 a house? So I sold my first house when I was 18, took a $1 deposit, and made a $100 commission.
That's fantastic. That's great. Do you recall that first year? Did you have a fast start or a slow start?
Much slower than slow start. I had some great mentors, but I did not have any coaching. I failed many times and did not really have a coach, which is the number one thing I'll encourage people to do, is surround themselves with winners that can help them and help them grow their lives and their business. I had great mentors and people that cared about me, but really nobody coaching me in the real estate business.
And how long were you in the business before you got a coach and things turned around?
Well, I've always been fortunate in my career that I've had wealthy, successful builders advise me and coach me in my business. So I would attend various seminars, and I'm always still attending seminars. And so I've had indirect coaches, Tony Robbins, other national speakers, and I've had great mentors and role models. But really, until I got with Keller Williams, my business has taken off since I've come to this wonderful company. And I'm proud to say that the coaching at Keller Williams is extraordinary, and I have the pleasure of being coached by Gary Keller.
And how long have you been with Keller Williams?
3 years and 4 months.
Well, fantastic. Well, let's do this. Let's fast forward. You mentioned you've been in the business for 41 years. Last year, how many homes did you and your team sell, and what was the sales volume?
The prior year, we sold 1,230, and we grew by over 30%. We grew it in 1 year. We sold 1,533 homes last year, and the volume was $619 million, and GCI was close to $14
million. Wow, that's extraordinary. That's pretty incredible. Do you recall how many homes you've now sold over your entire career?
Well, through the assistance of a lot of great team members and people working together with us, myself and my teams, I'm proud to say that we've sold somewhere over 31,000 homes, and we've had a lot of fun.
That's great. It all started selling that home with a dollar down.
That was the very first home, and in fact, I was out yesterday listing a house in the same neighborhood, and I drove by it, and I took a picture of it, of that house, because it brings back so many good memories.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well, last year when you sold the 1,533 homes, I believe that ranked you the number one Keller Williams team in the world for both units and GCI. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
You really think big. If I recall, I read a little bit about your bio. You ran a little operation called Builder's First Choice, and that got to be pretty big. 300 people, 5 states, $1 billion in sales. You sold that about 10 years ago. You are able to think in a really big way. How are you able to do that? How are you able to think so much bigger than everyone else?
Well, thank you for the compliment. Well, first off, I want to say that the company that we had called Builder's First Choice, it was about 10 years ago that we closed the doors, and we were up to $1 billion in sales. We were in 16 states. We were selling new homes and land in 16 states, had 7 offices, and life till the crash of 07 and 08, and that was a very humbling experience. Then we got into the resale business in 2008. My wife joined me, and she has been an integral part. Tracy, she started with me on May 15th, 2008. Is when we started the resale business. Prior to that, I really had never sold any resales, and I get way too much credit. My entire team, my wife Tracy, David, our CEO, and my daughter Lauren, many others who play an integral role in making this team be so successful. And but I'm the figurehead of the company, but I get a little bit too much credit.
I absolutely need a lot of key people around you. And that's another question I have for you is, how do you find great people to surround yourself with?
Let me go back to the last question. You said, how do you think so big? I read a book when I was 19 years old called The Magic of Thinking Big by Dr. David Schwartz. And I'll encourage everybody on this call. Gary Keller says that you're 5 people away from getting anything you want and being anywhere you want to be in the world. One of the keys to being successful, I believe, is surrounding yourself with incredibly successful people. Not just people that make a lot of money, but people that think big, that have high morals and integrity, people that are big visionaries, and encourage my kids to do the same thing. Surround themselves with winners and leaders, and that'll help take you to a whole nother level in your life, no matter what level that you're aspiring to be. So from very young, I've always dreamed big. I believe there's safety in numbers. I believe that if you're going to play the game, and I've always dude, I'm a big baseball fan and sports enthusiast. As you know, I was partners with Cal Ripken. We owned some minor league baseball teams together. I compare business to baseball. When I wanted to get drafted when I was 18, but they never signed me. So I gave up baseball at 18 and got into real estate. And real estate has been my baseball for the last 41 years. It's competitive. You get recognition. You team build. You bring out the best in people. You help people. So to me, it brings out the best in you. And I think that I view this wonderful business called real estate as just another sport.
You mentioned that you surround yourself with winners. How are you identifying them as winners? Have they already succeeded in another area?
Well, the people that you hang around with and you meet different people, I meet some people that are fresh out of college and I consider them winners, people that inspire me. We have a guy on our team named Jameson Kokas who 24 years old and he inspires me. Here's a kid who's motivated, passionate, and has now just contacted several of the Ravens who were just signed and has sold 3 homes for Ravens. He's a person that I love being around. He's enthusiastic. I look for leaders and people that, first off, as Warren Buffett says, if you have no integrity, the interview's over. There's 5 things I look for when I interview or talk to somebody about being my partner. And first and foremost is integrity. If you don't have that, game's over. Number 2, they have to be a team player. We've had people before in our teams in the past who were superstars, and they let everybody know they were superstars. And you know something, we parted ways with those people over the years. People like that are cancers to an organization. People have to be, we're well-paid servants. I believe in being humble, helping each other, and you have to help the team, and the team helps you. Like Cal Ripken says, the most important thing is the team, not any individual. So I look for 1, integrity, 2, being a team player, 3, coachable. I'm always going to training. I want my partners going to training. We're always, always looking for ways to be better. Number 4, they have to have a servant's heart. We are nothing but servants. I look at Nordstrom's, Lexus, Ritz-Carlton. They're the role models for great service. And number 5, we'll look for people that have the tiger in the eye. They have to have passion. They got to want it. I know a lot of people that graduate from Harvard and other fancy colleges that are lazy, and I don't want to be around them. Your degrees don't impress me. Well, they impress me if you have other traits, but they don't impress me unless you have integrity and if you have the drive and passion to succeed and be great at what you're doing. So those are the 5 things that I look for. And if people have that, then I aspire to be around them.
Bob, let's give people a big picture of your organization at this point. It's really much larger than most teams are. I did a quick count. I think you're somewhere around 186 members. Could you give everyone a quick overview of the people on the team? And what I mean by that is positions, number of folks in the positions, what they're responsible for?
Sure. First off, we have our core business, which is the most important business. You always want to take care of your core main business, which is in Maryland. We have 3 offices, soon to be 4 mega agent offices. And here in Maryland at our hub, we have stagers, photographers, a full in-house marketing team, outstanding admin support team, in-house sales trainer, in-house recruiter, approximately 100 agents here, 30 support team members. We also have approximately 7 support team members around the country. I'll get into that in a minute. So in our core business here in Maryland, we probably have about 140 people. And Maryland is our hub and is the, you know, this will always be the main focus because you, as Gary Keller says, you can't expand if you don't take care of your hub. You don't take care of your main operation. So my focus every day is making sure that our hub is working perfectly and growing. And then with Keller Williams, which I think is an extraordinary company, I'm just mad that I didn't join Keller Williams years ago. I have 3 pieces of advice for people when they're getting in the real estate business or contemplating a career change. Number 1, join Keller Williams. What Gary Keller has created and his team is unparalleled in the industry. Number 2, join a great team or create a great team. Well, Gary has had this vision of agent expansion, expanding into other Keller Williams offices around the country. I didn't understand it for the first 2 years I was here. But then after I understood it, we started last year with expansion and hired a director, CEO of expansion, Jack Mazza, who does an extraordinary job. And we are now in 19 cities. We have 50 people on our expansion teams, and we will be all around the United States within the next 18 months, and we will be international. And our goal is to be everywhere where Keller Williams is. We're the number 1 Keller Williams team in the world, and we plan on staying that way, and we plan on growing our business across the planet as long as we can continue to serve others, have fun, and create great value propositions for our sellers and for.
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.